Mark Russo is here on this Monday to take a look at the weather forecast. He's with Risk Pulse in Chicago. Thanks, Mark, for being with us. I appreciate that. Can we start right here in the Midwest today? Harvest weather and conditions are changing. It's gray and cold, and I guess there's been some rainfall. What can you tell me about the next week or two?
Well, Todd, the upcoming week here, it does look to be more active than what we've seen over the past several weeks. But then again, the past 3 or so weeks have been very dry here in the Corn Belt. So coming up, we are seeing at least some higher coverage rain events and totals across the belt. And specifically, our forecast for this week is calling for about 70% coverage of amounts above 0.3 inches. And so that will begin to slow things down a little bit, but again, slowing down from what has been just very rapid numbers as a result of the drier and even the warmer conditions here of late.
Do things stay the same or change for the following week?
It does look to be about the same here next week, and that some additional systems coming through and ultimately some additional slowdowns. But nothing at this time at least looks to really bog things down. No exceptionally wet patterns are expected.
Are we still worried about dryness from the Great Plains all the way through the Northern Plains?
Yeah, Todd, we are, especially in the southern and central plains where the dryness does look to continue over the next several weeks. So we just continue to not see any widespread, meaningful precipitation that would significantly improve the soil moisture situation, which, of course, is in poor shape at this time. It's not a bone dry pattern, but overall activity looks very limited with these frontal passages coming through over the next couple of weeks.
By this time of year in South America, the closer you are to the equator, the more likely you are to be getting regular rainfall. That's important for producers in Mato Grosso and other places that produce soybeans. That's not been the case. Has that changed, or will it change?
Well, Todd, yeah. Mato Grosso and Central West Brazil is basically starting to see a pattern change right now. And up to this point, activity has been fairly limited, but this week looks to feature more widespread rains, more frequent thunderstorm development, which then looks to continue into next week. So all in all, it's an improving situation, albeit gradual across center west Brazil. Elsewhere in Brazil, in particular southern Brazil, that's an area that we're adding to our watch list for dryness, as that region has been on has received below normal precipitation in recent weeks. And along with that, the dryness looks to continue over the next several weeks. So that's an area to watch as we move through month's end.
Is this part and parcel of La Nina that we've been talking about for some time?
Partly related to that, typically throughout, and this is more just macro relationship, when you're in a La Nina event, you tend to have dryness more so in Argentina. At times that can be in southern Brazil. Other times it stays focused in Argentina. And some of the dryness that has already been experienced in Argentina, we can attribute to the La Nina event. For southern Brazil, again, historically, it's been a little bit of a mixed bag. So certainly some relationship there, and remains an area to watch.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois.